away from the sports headline in our cereal conversation that we've been having all morning long. LT's got a pile of stories lined up for us. Rockstar, hit it, man.
Who's been arrested?
It's a chauvinistic pig attitude that you're going to do something because you work at the Arsenal and you got a Mercedes Benz and you ain't got to walk every day.
Who's back in rehab?
Do you take drugs or alcohol?
What is drugs?
And who's hitting who?
He said, Kapuya, Kapuya. Opened my door and I looked out my door and started hitting me in my head. I took off running, ran to my restroom, and then I called my mama to see what she all right.
It's time for Trash on the Table with LT.
Hey, and our trash, always brought to you by the locally owned and operated Mortgage Right, powered by TJC Mortgage. If you're looking to refinance, purchase, or get cash out of your home anywhere in the Southeast, these are the guys to do it. Getting a quick quote is free. It takes less than 10 minutes to see where you stand. Call them right now, 815-9200. Visit them online. Go to MortgageRight.com. Mortgage Right, powered by TJC Mortgage. You talk, they listen. NMLS 2239. So Billie Eilish was the hit at the Grammys the other night.
Yeah.
If you're wondering some things to know about Billie Eilish. Not only does she have a string of hit singles on the Billboard Hot 100, she's racked up over 50 million followers on Instagram. She won the four biggest Grammy Awards in one night, only the second artist to do so, and the youngest. Here are some other facts about Billie Eilish. She is the youngest artist to write and record the James Bond theme song.
Wow.
She is set to perform the theme song for the upcoming Bond film, No Time to Die. And I actually saw...
I saw a trailer before 1917. That looks like a pretty good movie.
Yeah, I'm a big... I've said it before. Daniel Craig, to me, is my favorite Bond.
It looked really good.
Billie Eilish. Pirate is one of her three middle names. She was born Billie Eilish Pirate Baird O'Connell.
Wow.
Pirate.
Yeah.
It's an odd one.
You know, her brother is sort of her writing mate and plays the piano and sings along.
They wrote... Phineas. They wrote all their songs at their parents' house.
In the bedroom, he said, and the whole album is basically about battling depression.
Well, it's, I mean, I love the sound. I know Brown doesn't.
I'm not a big Billie Eilish fan.
I'm a big fan, but it is dark stuff.
Yeah.
Her breakout song was recorded for dance class when she was 13 years old.
How about that?
Says one of her bigger influences, Nirvana.
Young for that.
Yeah, I was about to say. I mean, was she even alive when Cobain killed himself?
Yeah, but I mean, you think about how many people still listen to the Beatles.
Yeah,
and
that's right.
Stones,
you can go back and listen like to the classic.
Okay, I've got the top beers ranked in the state of Alabama according to Thrillist.com.
All right.
Straight to L Miller? Lucky Knot. It's an American IPA, 7.2%. I've actually had this. It's good beer.
Are you going to go 10 for 10 here?
I am 3 for 3 on these. The Trim Tab Paradise Now is another one on here. Obviously, Trim Tab right in downtown Birmingham. They say this ale is brewed with raspberry and tart cherry puree.
Puree.
There we go. And finally,
not where I'm from, buddy. It's puree.
Finally, one of my absolute favorites, the Good People Snake Handler.
Oh, is that number one?
Well, I mean, it's just they've got the three on
one of the three.
They just pulled the new batch off the line, didn't they? Did I see that on social media?
Well, you can typically get it at certain places on tap, like our friends at Diplomat. They've always got it on tap.
So it's not seasonal anymore.
It is seasonal in cans.
Okay.
Yeah. But very good beer. I don't know how this happened, but an elderly woman survived a fall from a seventh-floor window in New York City.
Oh, how?
After she landed on a crate of fruit and vegetables on the sidewalk below.
It's like a cartoon.
Well, lucky, though,
Lunsford,
right?
Did you guys see this when you were there?
It's a big city, Lance.
Barbara Heller accidentally fell after leaning out of the window of her apartment in the Manhattan's Upper East Side on Friday. Workers have been unloading produce in front of a supermarket on the street below, and the 76-year-old's life was saved as she was cushioned by boxes filled with carrots, onions, pears, and limes. Now, she did get a number of injuries, including a pierced lung and a broken pelvis and rib.
It's better than death.
But she avoided any head injuries, which is just incredible.
That's incredible, yeah. You know, in the cartoon, they normally land on the awning, then they bounce off the awning and
into a mattress truck.
Into a mattress truck, and they roll off that, and they're good.
Typically, it doesn't work like that. Action films, they'll land on a car, get up, and just dust themselves off. Okay, I've got colonial-era slang terms to work into modern conversation.
All right.
You guys want to guess what kedge is?
Kedge.
It's when I'm really, really in between making a choice. I kedge my bets.
Wow.
What, you made it sound like another word that's actually there. I think kedge is a big meal. We're going to get our kedge on.
Kedge is doing well.
Yeah. How y'all doing,
Kedge?
What about the cat's paw?
Well, cat's meow, I've heard of. I don't know what it means. Cat's paw.
I think it's a hangover.
I'm going to say it's just the opposite of that. It's not doing well.
He's got the old cat's paw.
It's to be a dupe, to be used as a tool.
Dunaway is frequently a cat's paw.
Oh, what about?
Why don't you use it in a sentence, Jim?
What about scrunch?
I think scrunch is an unpleasant scent, like
really.
You got a scrunch?
Yeah, guy's got a scrunch.
Bad salad dressing.
A scrunch is actually to crack something between your teeth.
Oh, yeah, you have to do that. Something like a pistachio, you have to scrunch it.
What about Adam's ale?
Adam's ale?
This one makes sense.
It's going to be, it's apple cider.
No, it's water. It's Adam's ale.
The original.
Yeah. Macaroni.
The OG.
The OG of drinks, Jim.
Macaroni, back in the colonial era, used to be slang for fancy.
You've been to his house? Macaroni.
And then gut foundered.
Hey, is that why, what was it? The old song, what was the little kid's
Yankee
song?
Doodle.
Yankee Doodle.
Went to just
called it macaroni?
That's why I called it macaroni.
I always wondered that.
I never knew how that lyric existed.
That's why they called it. That's why they called it macaroni.
Stuck a feather in his hat and he called it macaroni.
Don't act like you knew that.
Well, it never made any sense to me as a kid until just this moment.
The feather in the hat is fancy, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we could do a Cowan poll question. Did you know why the feather in the hat was called macaroni? I guarantee you nobody knew
that. I did not until right now. Damien just went, wow. He
All right.
Okay, what about gut foundered?
Gut foundered is when you're sick. He's gut foundered.
No, it's what I am from this show today. Very hungry.
Really?
You're talking about food nonstop.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Okay, we've got a Colorado fertility doctor is being sued for allegedly using his own sperm to impregnate several women. Says the women don't have a legal complaint because they requested artificial insemination.
You didn't say that.
From an anonymous donor, and that's what they actually received. I mean, he does have a point. Yeah, now,
it seems he does.
Did a great job of making us lose our appetite, though. That was really good.
Anonymous.
Yeah. Now, the attorney for the family suing Dr. Paul Jones says the anonymity should benefit both sides, including the sperm doctor. As many as six families have filed a lawsuit alleging negligence and fraud against Jones for using his own sperm in successful procedures from 75 to 89. I just don't understand how they found out it was him.
I'm now gut-founded.
Finally, I had shower thoughts for you guys.
Right.
First one. If Star Trek-like transporter technology were invented, the airline industry would spend billions to discredit it as unsafe and scary.
Well, that's true, I guess.
I'd get to like Los Angeles in 0.5 seconds.
No, you can't. You'll lose body mass to it.
Or wouldn't Delta and United just buy it?
How many people do you think, if it was a 1 in 1,000 chance that you're just going to evaporate, but you can go in less than a second to like cities like Paris and LA, how many people would risk it?
1 in 1,000 is not good enough odds.
Well, it's pretty good odds. It's really good odds.
Not good enough.
Yeah, I'm going to need the odds to be a little more in my favor.
I mean, there are people that would risk that, right?
Oh, yes. To be the first, yeah.
But I would tell you that 1 in 1,000, your odds of a plane crash is...
No.
Better of not happening than 1 in 1,000.
Yeah.
No, I mean, your plane crash odds, probably
1 in 1,000,000.
Probably 1 in 250, 1 in 300,000.
Yeah, but you just gave me odds that there's a chance I'm going to never come back, be molecules.
Yeah. I mean, you'd be a pile of hamburger helper.
I'd rather take
the movie I saw The Fly.
But you'll be in Paris.
Okay, here's another shower thought for you. There are probably hundreds of unpublished novels and unmade movies out there that are even better than the classics we know.
Guys that just pretty much gave up on their manuscript.
Stop
trying to go to publishers.
A lot of times, though, I'll watch the trailers of movies and I'm like, we're out of ideas. I mean, we are completely out of movie ideas.
But we're not.
We do a little remakes, but... You're right. People that never got pulled off the pile. Somebody was having a bad day, read the first paragraph, and said,
we're done.
No way.
Like Breaking Bad got denied by almost every network, and the name seems like we'll take it.
We have way too many creative people in this world. Like, you know, I mean, just movies that I saw this year. I haven't seen 1917, but Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, really unique. Parasite, really unique. I just don't think we'll ever run out of ideas. I love this one, though. Think about this. Another shower thought. Eating ice cream is portrayed as a happy moment as a kid, but it's portrayed as depressing as an adult.
That's right.
That's a good point.
My girlfriend just dumped me. We got a pie to Ben and Jerry.
Here's another shower thought. Thanks to dating apps, a lot of flirting is now probably done while on the toilet.
Think about that. Yeah. I mean, how sexy can you be at that point, right?
And our final shower thought, it's only when your friends set you up on a date that you truly know what league you are in.
She's in my league?
Are you Jim Dunaway? That's Jim Dunaway?
All of a sudden, my childhood and going to see Porky's for the first time rolled into my vision. That is Trash on the Table, brought to you by
our friends at the locally owned and operated Mortgage Right. If you're looking for the home of your dreams, these guys can put you there. Call Tanner, Joe, or Chris, 815-9200 or online, mortgageright.com.
David says the odds on a plane crash is 1 in 5.4 million.
Okay, I was a little off.